We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Joining us courtside right now, West Virginia head coach Bob Huggins. Hugs, you end the regular season with a exclamation point victory. Biggest win of the year on your last game of the regular season. Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you, Tony. You and I have talked about it. We prepared. I mean, this was the best 2 days of practice we've had in a long, long time. They were enthusiastic. They were really listening, trying to do what they were asked to do. And I told you, I felt really good about this game because of just their preparation coming into it.
Did it play out the way that you thought?
I didn't think we'd be down 8-0. We just turned it over so many times. At least they didn't lead directly to a basket. At least they had to run something to get into it. I don't know if we get nervous or we get sped up or what happens, but we got to fix that.
You only had 4 turnovers in the second half, so that was huge in that regard. What changed this game? They had the lead in the second half. What changed it in your view?
I thought we rebounded it really well. If we had made some free throws, I think, you know, we wouldn't even have. They wouldn't have had to lead at all. I think that really hurt us. But we just, you know, we hung in there. Every time out, they were, you know, you got 10 eyes on you, you know, listening, not talking to each other. I thought we prepared. They ran what we wanted them to run. You know, we kind of screwed up that handoff play, but. Other than that, I thought they really executed what we asked them to execute, and you're trying to, and it's tough when somebody's chasing around out there, you know. But if there's help coming from here, we got a guy in the corner. If there's help coming this way, we should have a guy in that corner, and we missed some, and then we started making shots, and I think that's really what turned it around.
Jermaine Haley's play at the point really changed the game, didn't it?
We were running out of options. Deuce had 4, and Jordan struggled against their size, and I think Knapp struggled against their size, and so having Jermaine Jermaine can see over most guards and does a much better job of getting the ball in areas that we need to get it in. We were dribbling it at half court too much before.
Would you give us a thought on Emmett Matthews' performance? Season high for Emmett. He got 18 points.
Well, he played like Emmett played early in the year. He was struggling. I mean, I think he would say that he was struggling, and he got himself out of it. You know, we talked about. I probably did more talking than I've done in a long time, just about, you know, this isn't West Virginia basketball. We're not playing West Virginia basketball, and you guys have seen that. I mean, we weren't as physical as what we have been in the past. We just weren't as tough-minded as we were in the past. It was kind of like we kind of hung our heads whenever things didn't go right, rather than fighting our way out of it. And I thought today we did that, and I think that's a testament of what you said, that, you know, we had semi-control of the game, and then they came back and made a run, and we responded to their run with another run. And, you know, I think Oscar's dunk on a roll and replace play, and then Deuce getting out in transition. I thought, you know, I think those things, if the crowd wasn't energized enough, that really energized the crowd.
It was fantastic. Put this into perspective as you go into the postseason now. What does this do for this young team's mental state? What's it tell them?
Yeah, we can play with anybody. You know, we've got to execute. We've got to play with some toughness. But we can play with anybody. I mean, we're physical enough inside when we want to be. We rebound it well enough when we want to. And, you know, we're starting to make shots again. You know, you and I have talked about it at length about we can't keep missing shots like this. We're too good of shooters. Sean, Taz, they're just too good of shooters to continue to miss shots.
You know, Sean McNeil, Hugs, was so good in this game today. It wasn't because of what he scored. It was how he played defense, how he did the other things. He's going to be a good player here.
He's going to be a really good player here.
Yeah.
They both are. He and Taz both are going to be really good players.
Both going to be good players. And you can use them when one isn't going, the other one can go, and you have that option of going. But what about
I think the other one you can throw in there is Chase.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Chase played really well. Chase he knows what needs to be done, and he passes that along to the other guys. He does a great job of getting our guys where they need to be, and he makes shots. It's a bonus.
Well, he always makes the extra pass where you need it, and that's so important in the game because that gets a better shot for somebody. Did you have no choice with Derek? Did you have to put him down because they were just – fouling him with everything they did, and he wasn't making foul shots, so you had no choice. So you had to make an option there.
Well, we were playing small because we were having a hard time guarding all their dribble penetration. So we wanted to switch things, and that's why we played Emmett at the four, so we couldn't play two bigs at one time. And Oscar is obviously a much, much better free throw shooter. He's the best free throw shooter of the bigs. He's better than Derek or Gabe or Logan. So, you know, we were gonna ride that horse until he fouled out.
Were you happy with your on-ball defense today?
It's getting better. I thought we did a much, much better job with ball screens today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you go back to the old style?
Went back to the
hard hedge.
We didn't hard hedge it. We kind of flat hedged it, and we drug them out. We drug them out with a big and then recovered. And I thought we did a much better job of pinching in from the wings. And we did a better job getting back to shooters after we did pinch in.
What a difference a week makes, huh, Hugs? A week ago we were sitting here after Oklahoma, and it looked like, what is going on? In the course of 7 days, you go out and you get a road win, you get a win over number four, and the perfect recipe for what this team needed going into Kansas City.
Well, we're looking forward to Kansas City. Looking forward to Kansas City and making a run in that tournament.
Well, you know, this second game in a row, you've come from behind, and that has not happened in that stretch of bad ones. You got down, you couldn't come back before. You're coming back now.
Yeah, I'll leave it to you to bring up the fact we had to make a comeback.
Hey, Hugs, two things here. First off, we'll be with you Monday night. We encourage people to join us for the final coaches show of the year. It begins at 7 o'clock at Kegler's. And lastly, because of tournament play, this is the last time all season we get to talk to you postgame. You got to go do your conference tournament stuff. We don't talk to you postgame, so we thank you very much for your candid and insightful comments during the course of the 31 games.
Well, thank you. I'm sure I'll bump into both of you a time or two in the lobby.
Absolutely. Thanks, Hogs. We appreciate it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.